So just begin to find that posture. If you're at a place that this would be comfortable and easy, you may lie down. Often the body scan is really nice lying down. If you choose to do that, or in sitting, either one, I will quote Jon Kabat-Zinn again, think not of falling asleep, but of falling awake. And I love that term. Let's all fall awake together. So I'll let you find your posture. As you come into stillness, take a couple, two or three deep breaths, and just allow each breath to fully refresh you, to inhabit every cell of your body. As we grow still and entirely awake and aware, invite yourself to take residency in this awareness, to fully inhabit it, to fully belong. I'd like to direct your awareness to the toes of your left foot. What sort of sensation do you feel there? Can you feel one toe against another? Is there a sense of warmth or the coolness of the air? Perhaps you feel a tingling, or maybe nothing at all, and that's okay too. You might imagine your breath in your toes, as if when you breathe in, the air could come in through your toes, travel all the way up your body, and then the exhale coming back down and exiting your toes. Take a couple of breaths like this. When you are ready, move your awareness to your foot as a whole. It may help to think of feeling the foot from the inside out. Again, what do you feel? What are the actual sensations? It's helpful, bring the breath to this part of your foot. In and out. Allow your awareness to come up into your lower leg. And the muscle and the bone. And into the knee. What is the shape of the knee? Is your leg bent? Is it straight? Can you feel the knee with its connections to the lower leg and the upper leg? Now let your attention travel into the upper leg, the thigh, the hip, the pelvis. Turn your attention now to the toes of your right foot, naming whatever sensations or lack of sensation that you find there. The right foot, into the ankle and calf, the lower leg. The right knee. Continue with this journey of discovery up into the upper leg. The front of the leg, the back of the leg, the whole thigh, the seat and pelvis. Come into the main part of your belly, main part of your body. What is going on in your belly right now? Is it soft and gentle? Is it tight? Feel the rise and fall of your chest. Imagine the space inside your lungs. What does it feel like inside your lungs? Let your attention turn to your back body. Does it feel different than your front body? Can you name the difference? Allow your attention now to go to your hands, to both hands at the same time. Can you feel the life in your fingers? Imagine feeling your hands from the inside out. Is there a difference from one side to the other? Move this attention up through the wrists and the lower arms. Into your elbows. And your upper arms. What's going on in your shoulders right now? Are they smiling or is there heat? Or discomfort or tightness there. Feel your throat and your face. Any worry or tension or anxiety, tightness that you're feeling in your face. Just imagine having the face of yourself as a baby. Feel the back of your head. And your head is whole. Allow your attention to go to your scalp. Is your scalp gripping your skull? Does your mind feel tight in there or open and loose? Now, as we imagine breathing through our toes, imagine yourself breathing through a hole in the top of your head. Imagine the breath coming in through the very top of you and traveling down through every cell of your body, clear to the very tips of your toes, and then coming back. Inhale. Exhale. The idea in scanning your body is to actually feel and inhabit each region and focus on it and linger in it in the timeless present as best you can. And your awareness may go far outside your body. As your body knows, it's part of the entire universe. As we draw to a close, I'll share some words from William Butler Yeats. We can make our minds so like still water that beings gather around us, that they may see, it may be, their own images, and so live for a moment with a clearer, perhaps even with a fiercer life because of our quiet. We can make our minds so like still water that beings gather about us, that they may see their own image and so live for a moment with a clearer, perhaps even with a fiercer life because of our quiet. We dedicate the merit of our practice to ourselves, our families, to all those we know and to those we don't know, and to all beings throughout space and time.